This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the B-Side Pride of West London podcast. You're coming to me from Welsh Wales. We're at Rodney Parade in Newport County, and the game itself in the 90 minutes has just finished. Newport County 1, Brentford 1. We took the lead, Matthias Jensen, with a couple of minutes to go. Beautiful ball to the back post, one of the very, very few bits of quality in the whole of the game. You know, we bossed possession, but created precious little. I don't think we had anything really on target. KLP just knocked it back into the danger area, and Matty Jensen, he finished it off from 3 or 4 yards out. It looked like it was game, set, and match, to be honest with you. Newport County didn't really offer anything during the game. Not really. You know, they were plucky. But they equalised in 90 plus 6 minutes. So the referee has literally just blown... He's just blown the whistle and it's going to go straight to penalties. I just said, you know, we had a lot of possession, didn't really create anything.
Two shots each. Two shots each on target. And they sent their keeper up with 7 minutes injury time left, which I massively fucking respect.
This had the quality of the FA Trophy.
This is
fucking
great.
They sent the keeper up with 7 minutes left, and we tried to play it out from the back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it looked like Matty Jensen had just won it for us, and we had to just finish off, you know, see out the next few minutes. It didn't happen. So, I mean, anything can happen now in... straight to penalties. It's the lottery. Look, everyone's up for the cup.
Without sounding patronising, like, fucking, we had a good day out drinking with the Newport boys, and like, fucking, you want this the same way we did Everton. You know, when you have this, you're like, great. It's like, fucking great. Look at them going mad.
Yeah, we're
in a fucking old school stadium.
We're in a proper old school stadium. It's a half pint Gillingham Priestfield away end. It's a prefab kind of temporary stand, but they've taken us to the limit. Fair play to Newport County. The floodlights, I can't see anything. I don't know what the players can see out there, but I know I could hardly see anything during the game. The ball went up in the air. It just lost it to the night sky. But it is what it is. We knew it would be a leveller coming to Rodney Parade. They scored goals in the league this year. They look like a plucky League Two team. We look like an experimental Premier League team. I was excited before the game started. I've done this a few times in the last few years in the League Cups, going, oh, it's an experimental team where we play a fair few of the B team and some of the untried, exciting fringe players, but none of them really stepped up today at all. It was a half-hearted, you know. Kevin Sharder, you know, I'm sure he was thinking, what the hell am I doing out here? But, you know, if this is what he's paid for, this is what English football's about, this is what the League Cup's about. They are taking the penalties towards the Brentford supporters, so towards the away end. Eric Ball comes in goal for Brentford. He's going to be defending the goal for the first penalty. I am not going to do the full... I'm not going to do the blow-by-blow ones tonight, but we'll talk to you after the penalty shootout. So, actually, I might do the blow-by-blow ones. So, Jim, what have you made of the game? It looked like we won it, but then we've obviously we've blown it.
Yeah, we fucked it. I thought it was quite funny at the end when they played a little respect after 90 minutes. That made me
By Erasure?
By Erasure, yeah. I thought we gave them respect, but maybe not enough. 77% possession. It's the League Cup, round one, whatever, who cares really, but obviously we want to win. But all that possession just make you worry about the depth and our midfield creativity. But hey, first penalty's coming up.
Are we going to do Talksport? Let's do Talksport together. So, I'm Jim Weiss and I'm terribly excited by this. So Balcombe's in goal and then their player's coming up to...
Liverpool player steps up and scores.
No, he doesn't. He's hit the post. Oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, Jim. He's hit the post. Oh. Ellery Balcombe was beaten. He went the wrong way, but he hit the base of the post. So Brentford come up. Brian Mbeumo comes up to put us 1-0 ahead, I'm hoping. He actually looked like... He looked like a different class when he came on, to be honest, yeah, Brian Mbeumo.
He really made a difference, didn't he, Mbeumo? Like, the one player who came on, you thought, this is a man who's playing above his level. But I've said that now, he's going to miss.
Oh, he's placed the ball on the spot.
Brian doesn't miss.
And Brian, who's been learning off of Ivan Toney, and he's stepping up now. Will he put us ahead in this penalty shootout? Yes, he has. Brian Mbeumo, 3 out of 3 penalties so far for him this season. Oh, isn't this exciting, Jim?
Well, if they're the courage and conviction, Dave, this may be a Simon Cajun, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, is he for real? Has he got the courage and conviction? I think he has. But when I was at Crystal Palace, he did,
So here he comes, the amber demon, the second penalty taker, the Newport number 5, I think it is, for my eyesight.
22.
Ellery Balcombe, will he save all of them tonight? Yes! He has saved it! Ellery Balcombe has saved it! So they have missed their first 2 penalties, where Brentford have scored their first one. Are you liking my commentary on this, Jim?
So I'm following Dave. So that basically means it's 1-0 on penalties to Brentford.
And this is stepping up now.
And this is, I believe, Johan Wisser.
Johan Wisser, I've heard of him.
From the Premier League.
I've heard of him from the DRC.
He's going to smash it.
And he is going to score! And Brentford are 2-0 up.
That is now 2-0 to Brentford on penalties.
That's Brentford 2, Newport 0. If only he would have done this in 90 minutes, we would have been back in the pub by now. So, Ellery. So, this reminds me of Richard Lee against Everton, where he saves quite a few penalties.
Don't worry,
No, that's a long time ago
with
now.
Ellery and goal.
Everton will be all right. Oh! So here he comes, the number whatever he is.
One.
Yeah, he can't miss another one, can he? He can't miss another one, surely.
Or can they?
Yes, he can! Ellery Balcombe, he makes another save. Dives to his right. So Brentford basically have to score this one and they've won.
David, it's still Brentford 2.
It's still in the mixer.
Anything can happen.
If we fuck it up from here, we really are in all kinds of trouble.
We deserve to lose.
So Matty Jensen, who scored in the normal time, in regulation time.
Again, your glasses are not working. That's Keane Lewis-Potter.
How is it, Keane Lewis-Potter? I said my eyes don't work.
Just another one.
He's never scored for Brentford, has he?
And he has now.
Brentford are through, and Brentford are in the cup for the. Easy. So Brentford win the World Cup here in Wales.
We
wanted European football this year, and we've got it.
And we got it. But American football, and Welsh football, amazing.
Ellery Balcombe has waited 25 years for his moment, son. Well done, Brentford. Actually, they We thought they screwed it and they hadn't. The class came through in the end.
Jokes aside, all the possession. I think, we were a better side. We had the quality, but didn't have the attacking quality in that sort of reserve team. A bit frustrating. Newport defending really well, so credit to the man. But listen,
so we're going
to wake up call. But mate, we'll take it. It's been a great night out. I've loved coming here. Like, it reminds me of that Barton away game when I was years ago in the Cup, fourth round, the FA Cup. The Newport fans are really welcoming. I've loved our trip. But hey, we're on to the next round, mate.
We go through to the next round. We go back to the pub. We're not going to go back to the pub and talk about this game, really, because not really a lot to talk about apart from we've spoiled you tonight. We've given you live commentary, or semi-live commentary of the penalty shootout. We've gone full professional commentators tonight. So we go through to the next round of the Cup, where Brentford will probably get Swansea City or Cardiff when we're back in South Wales.
What we want is Cardiff next round, Swansea the round after, Wrexham in the final.
Come on, you bees. Well done, Brentford.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.